Dr. Michael Roizen.
Dr. Michael Roizen.
You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Podcast. This is number 1007A. Thank you very much for downloading us. This is Dr. Mike Roizen. You, the Owner's Manual Podcast, is brought to you by Persona Nutrition. Confused about vitamins? Persona experts cut through the hype and confusion. Imagine supplements just customized to you and your needs. Visit mypersona.com. You can take the free online assessment and talk to a nutritionist all for free. If you want something there, you can get it there. Today's episode is about all of those non-COVID things that are happening, the latest in medicine. This is the A segment, and so you get the latest in medicine and what it means to you. I should tell you that our guest this week is Dr. Joseph Kaifi. He is on the B segment, so the Bs are always guests that are wonderful. He's talking about unique cells found in lung cancer patients and how it can predict the survival of lung cancer. Last week, we talked with Dr. Philip Gander, that was 1006B, about misophonia, hatred or dislike of common everyday sounds. And the week before was with J.W. Friedberg, Surrounded by Others and Yet So Alone, Studies on Chronic Loneliness. This week, next week, we have a great interview, just an amazing interview, by Dr. Sarah Miller of the Mount Sinai. She's director of the Black Family Stem Cell Institute. She talks about the latest research on the mechanism about skin and about what's protective and what isn't in your skin. Coming up and 1009, we haven't done this interview yet, but it's about what you must know about strokes, from Dr. Amitus Tofighi of Johns Hopkins. And, well, I think that's enough. I do want to remind you about one of my favorites, if you haven't done it already. It is Ramon Lovato, who talks about the chemicals often found in consumer products that lead to obesity and fatty liver disease. That was 999B. By the way, we will have a special when we hit 1020. Both the A and the B will be special because that's really the anniversary, the 20-year anniversary of the show. It's 1020. Why you say not 1040, since there are 52 weeks of the year? Because the week between Christmas and New Year's is always a repeat. So 1020 will be the key 20-year anniversary of this podcast. Pretty amazing, actually, 20 years. But that's because we have great engineers, and Luis is our great engineer today. The highlight stories, eating with the sun. Yes, it's a thing. How do you know if eating with the sun, or the what to eat when diet, also stolen as the circadian diet, but it's really the what to eat when diet, is right for you? Gum disease is tied to Alzheimer's disease. What do you have to do about it? Should you go to a dentist in the time of COVID before you're vaccinated? More Americans turning to artificial sweeteners. Is that a healthy move? No, that's our Odd Omega's story of the week, and no, it isn't a healthy mood. Flu shot and pneumonia vaccine reduce Alzheimer's risk by more than 50%. That's our Longevity is the Next Disruptor and our celebrated story of the week. Is your blood sugar undermining your workouts? This is really an interesting one. This is the Wellness Foreplay story of the week. And targeting 10 risk factors may help prevent Alzheimer's disease. That's the Roizen's Rule for a Younger You segment. Our whole segment is on the longevity as the next disruptor, targeting 10 risk factors and which of those you should do. With eating disorders, looks can be deceiving. That's well beyond wellness. And athletes and enlarged hearts, is it harmless or serious? Another wellness foreplay. So let's get to these stories right away. Eating with the sun, is it a thing? Yes, you should eat in your circadian rhythm, which means 3 hours before bedtime, you should be completed with eating. And 7 hours before bedtime, you should have done more than 75% of your calories. Why is that? That's because a calorie isn't a calorie isn't a calorie. In the test tube, it is. But in your body, the early morning calories, and if you work the late shift, it is calories 7 hours before bedtime, are about 0.9 calories. Whereas the calories late in the day, 1.1 calories. It's also a reason why you should take a walk after dinner before bed, so you rev up your metabolism to consume those calories. Now, it also relates to intermittent fasting. When I do intermittent fasting, like 20 hours of not eating, or usually 18 hours of not eating, and then 6 hours with the majority of my calories being eaten in those 6 hours, early in those 6 hours, I don't get ketotic. And you have to get ketotic to get the benefits of intermittent fasting. How do I get ketotic myself? It's that 5 day a month going on 1,000 calories the first day, 750 the next 4 days. It's based on a tomato soup-based diet. Tomato soup, not cream of tomato, but 32 ounces of diced tomatoes, 32 ounces of water, 12 ounces of corn niblets, 12 ounces of water, onions and spices to taste. You can have 18 8-ounce portions of that a day and still say under 750 calories. So low protein, low simple carb, that gets you to ketosis. It gets me into ketosis by the end of day two, and I stay there for the next 3 days. And that helps reset your genes in such a way that it eliminates every marker of aging, as well as lengthens telomeres. So eating with the sun, yeah, eat when only when the sun is out, and complete eating 3 hours before you go to sleep, and eat the majority of your food at least 7 hours before bedtime. Gum disease is tied to Alzheimer's. Yes, it's about whether it is gum disease or vaccination, they both decrease your risk of Alzheimer's disease more than 25%. That is, flu and pneumonia vaccination do it. Why do they do it? Because they decrease inflammation. Why does gum disease increase Alzheimer's disease risk? Gum disease, meaning disease of your gums in your mouth, because they increase inflammation. Same process. You can decrease it by getting vaccines. You increase it by having gum disease. More Americans are turning to artificial sweeteners. This is a sad story in my book. That is, if you look at the increase of artificial sweeteners like stevia and Truvia, they have increased from 1% in 2002 to 26% of people are doing them now. How about the other, or the combination of sucralose and other artificial sweeteners? They've jumped in packaged food from 39 to 71%. What's the problem? Well, we don't have concrete answers about sugar substitutes and whether they help with weight loss or sweet cravings, but we think they just increase your sweet cravings. Is your blood sugar undermining your workout? Is a fascinating story. This is the wellness foreplay segment, because you should get stronger if you do a workout and get more endurance. But what happens if you have a high blood sugar? Well, if you exercise with a high blood sugar, you should have more energy and be able to do more, right? And the answer is maybe, but if you do it chronically, that is acutely, if you're running a marathon, yeah, you need the sugar to keep your muscles going, and that's why eating along the way may be good for you. But chronically doing the workouts, it takes away, it decreases and takes away from your building endurance. That is, the muscles don't build endurance if you have sugar with them, and so you don't get a training effect. So train without sugar and on low carbohydrates, exercise, do the race or the squash game or the competitive behavior with sugar. Very interesting story. And now I've got to go to Roizen's rule for a younger you, and this is manage your Alzheimer's risk. There are 10 risk factors. Actually, there are 22, but this article highlighted 10 of them. Number one, stress. Number two, toxins like smoking. Number three, not doing physical activity. Number four, not getting enough sleep. Number five, not getting the right fats. You want omega-3 and omega-9 fats, omega-9 being olive oil, omega-3 being fish oils. Number six, number six is not getting your blood pressure to a normal range. Number seven, not doing speed of processing games. Number eight, having a high body mass index, that is being obese. Number nine, not practicing cognitive activity. And number 10, not having enough friends in your life. So those, you do those, you reduce your risk of dementia and Alzheimer's disease by at least 80%, maybe 90%, independent of your genes. So E4 gene, which has the highest risk, instead of 90%, you'd have a 10% risk of it. Major benefit. E3, instead of a 23% risk, you'd have a 2 or 3% risk. Major benefit. So these are ways you can help yourself. Those are the key stories this week. I should go over two quickies now. Eating disorders, looks can be deceiving. Yeah, thin people can have an eating disorder and be addicted to food, but be really sick. That's the well beyond wellness. They can be malnourished. And what about athletes? Their hearts enlarge to pump better. Is that bad for them? No, but it does cause EKG abnormalities that look like a heart attack because of the thickness of the heart and the change in repolarization electricity transmitted through your chest. So if you do have that, if you're an athlete and doing marathons or weightlifting avidly, get an EKG and get it on the chart so your doc can see it and you not have to worry about going to the emergency room and being diagnosed as having a heart attack or being treated for a heart attack when you don't have anything. Repeat stories. The best one, yeah, eating with the sun is good. And the flu shots and pneumonia vaccine reduce Alzheimer's risk by 50%. And gum disease increases it, so taking care of your gums is important. Should you go to a dental hygienist in this time to get your teeth flossed, etc.? Well, I think it's hard to wear a mask to get your teeth cleaned, but if the dental assistant is wearing one and takes care of their place, sure. But remember, you can do an awful lot by flossing daily and brushing twice daily. This has been Dr. Mike Roizen with another for me at least, very interesting news of the week that isn't COVID. It's brought to you by Persona Nutrition. Discover vitamins and supplements personalized to your needs. Take the free online assessment at mypersona.com. And if you go mypersona.com and order something, you get a discount on your first two orders. Mypersona.com is the where you go to do that. Luis, thanks for wonderful engineering. And thank you, especially our listeners, for downloading us. You're the reason we do this, to give you the best information we can. Remember, the B segment this week is an excellent description. He gave just a wonderful, Husuf Kaifi gave a wonderful description. He's from the School of Medicine in Missouri, and he talks about lung cancer, unique cells found in lung cancer patients that may predict the survival. Just an outstanding interview. And by the way, you'll want to download next week's as well. Sarah Miller did just an outstanding job. We'll be back next week, as I said, with another News of the Week, 1008A, and another guest. As I said, Sarah Miller will be our guest next week. Thanks again for downloading us. Talk to you then.